Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. We are going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. Now, guys, we're here every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time coaching you to take your spot at the top. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848, just like you did, or listen online with your smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Now, listen, guys, we've been talking about no more fear, your faith walk to the top. And this is leading up to our 200th episode, our 200th episode. We're just a few days away from our 200th episode. We posted out there on social media. We want you to share this. We want you to tag on this. And we're going to be on Facebook Live, okay? We're going to be on Facebook Live. So we want to make sure that you are connected, that you are getting people connected to log in. And we're going to be coming right from the white couch on this coming Friday. Now, this little faith walk is serious. It's serious. I'm telling you, no more fear. This is a huge request. But you can do it with God. You can do it with God. We're talking about taking your spot amongst the creme de la creme in the network marketing industry. So many of you guys are watching people iconically as if you don't belong at the top yourself. Fear is holding you back. But I need you to ask yourself the question, what are you fearing anyway? Which leads us to our scripture for today. And I'm going to read it in two different versions for you because, I mean, King David, he was a bad brother. We already know that even from a kid, he didn't know that he was going to be king. But he had some things on the inside of him, taking down giants. And he wasn't perfect. He fell into situations that people could have been talking about, and he could have allowed that past to stop him from pursuing being king and pursuing being who God called him to be, a man after his own heart. Hence why I tell you guys, that, listen, it's not all about your skill, and it's not all about what you have in your head. It's about your heart, about your heart. It has nothing to do with the mistakes you made to become successful, because I've made mistakes just like other people. I was one of the most talked about people in the town, in my family, all types of things. Guys, that does not stop what God has for you. So our word is coming out of Psalm chapter 118, verse 6, and it says, "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" What can man do to me? Because this is what most people are fearing, you know, when you're having the upsets of what are people going to think about you, you're doing a network marketing deal. You're not successful yet, so people will give you the idea you're never going to be successful. You don't want to mess up. You got this big fish you want to talk to, and I don't want to say the wrong thing. But if you're coming from a pure place, people who are immensely successful know that they were not always successful. But if they can peak your heart game, that you're coming from a deep place, that you're very passionate about that, these are things that communicate even bigger than words. Now, let's look at the ESV version. It says, the Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. Why is he not afraid? Because the Lord is with him. Go in with your big gun. I don't go into anything without God. And I'm going to tell you this right now. The rest of the scripture says, what can mere mortals do to me? You're going in with supernatural strength. You're going in with your supernatural posse. I'm talking about, you know, they don't see you. It looks like you're by yourself, but you're not. That's what's happening every time I know I'm walking in the place, because I don't do anything without God. Took me a while to learn that. That little girl, you ain't all that. Once I begin to operate in this, I am telling you, it doesn't matter. No one can give me the idea or make me ask permission to go to the next level. And that's what God has commanded me. That's what he has ordered me to train you. That's what we're doing here at Power Start Your Day. We've been talking about how on the other side of fear is what you really want. So go to God right now and go ahead and petition to him the desires of our heart. Let's be on one accord, family. Father God, we come before you. We thank you on this day. We are just so glad that we're here in the land of the living. We thank you, oh dear Lord, for all that you have done and all that you are doing. Even namely thanking you for your grace and your mercy. That even when we mess up, you don't see us the same way that man sees us, because you're not a man. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that we are now coming to you, worshiping you in the spirit. Let your Holy Spirit be welcome here at Power Start Your Day. Thank you for the teaching, the correcting, and the direction that you're giving us to take our faith walk to the top. We're thanking you that you are dispelling the whole myth that fear is in the equation of true success in you. You've told us so many times in your word that you are with us. You're never going to leave us nor forsake us. You've told us that you've not given us the spirit of fear. So what we want to do is start walking in the kingdom and acknowledging that even though we're in this world, we're not of it. We're thanking you, dear Lord, that our entire being is aligning with your spirit, your truth, your promises for our lives. As your promises are yea and amen. We are in total agreement that we are the head and not the tail. So as we're moving through this series about fear, teach us how to move past these fears. Show us to look at the fears differently as learning lessons, not as hindrances, as you're removing every stumbling block from our path of success. We're going to walk where you tell us to walk. We're going to do what you tell us to do, because we know that obedience is greater than sacrifice, but we know that it is huge rewards as we're seeking you and we're walking into your principles, those laws that you had before you framed the world. We're thanking you that we're prospering even now. Each and every household is walking in alignment right now. We're thanking you, O Father God, that our ears are closed to things that are not of you and not of your word. We're not going to be operating by what we see, but what you say. We seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. So go ahead and light up the lines, guys. We know that many of you guys, first move is advantage. You got to start moving quickly. And just in case, be prepared. We know there are several people that were in the queue on yesterday, weren't able to get in. And we have been learning about how we're going to move in no more fear. I've been loving. You guys don't even realize how amazing you are, that when the guests come in and you're able to share just from your heart how many people can learn about themselves and begin to peel back the onions and realize, like, where did this fear start? That's not who I am. Because think about before I ran into that circumstance or that situation that now infused fear in me. Who was I before that time or that situation? We know that some of the situations that people have gone through, the stories are horrific. And you say, but Nicola, you don't understand. And I'm going to tell you, but yes, sir. sir, yes, ma'am, I do. I have had numerous encounters with things and people and situations that have tried to silence me. And the more I began to realize that, I said, oh, this is my purpose. Trying to silence me from helping other people realize who they truly are and that they too can have a massive in this industry. It's time for you to hit the stage, baby, so you can tell your story and empower other people to take their spot at the top. Network marketing running out of room for people who want to make big checks. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. And so as we begin to understand that fear was taught by whatever those experiences are, what we've seen, what we've heard, you know, what people who we super, super, super respect have said to us because they've not chosen this path. We get it. But I need you to know that a lot of successful people, most of them actually started just like you, humble beginners. They didn't know exactly what they were doing. I didn't know what I was doing in the network marketing. I would not dare tell you, like, I went to a network marketing university, and then I knocked it out the park in my first year making that seven figures because somebody told me how to do it. That would be absolutely not the truth. But one of the things that I was afraid, because my dream and my necessity, my why was bigger than the fear. Hence what we're going to be talking about today. We had a family that we had to feed, and I didn't know anything else. I know, listen, I got turned down by trying to even apply for jobs at Kroger when I was younger, so I just didn't know want to go that way. And things were closing in on us. The real estate industry was closing in. A lot of my clients, as when I was a hairstylist, a lot of my clients that I had a lot, I mean, I had a lot of clients that were these blue-collar jobs at Chrysler as well as at Ford, and I was, you know, had a lot of those clients, and they were being moved around because the automotive industry was changing. And when I realized that, I was like, Lord, I need an industry that I can actually command how and what I want to do, what I want to experience. And in network marketing, you might even be in a company that you can move from state to state or operate from state to state. And with social media, you can do business in all 50 states or even multiple countries, depending on what your company jurisdiction is, right from your home. Right from your home. And I need you to understand that the boundaries are only the ones that you have put on. Using your tool that your company has, doesn't matter how horrible the tool is, I'm sure it could tell a story better than you. I'm sure it's going to be more consistent, better than you. If you're sharing like a video or you're sharing like, you know, something from one of the top leaders or what have you, I'm sure they're not going to leave out the very pertinent information to get your prospects to say yes. I know for a fact that training and the more and more you hear something and more you do something is the more and more becomes who you are, not just what you do. And so even when you begin to be clear and acknowledge what those weaknesses are, those are not things for you to stay in and just like kind of, you know, hide behind your weaknesses. That's the indication for you to step up your game. That's the indication that you're the one that can't afford not to be at your weekly or team meetings or events. You're the one that cannot afford not to be having your faith in the place anytime you have the opportunity to learn from the people who are doing better than you. It's just that simple. But I need you to know, here's the deal about fear. Everybody got that story as to why they are the way they are, how they got to where they are. Cannot allow the fear to paralyze your faith. Because the word is telling us that we have to have faith in order for God to move. So if you want God in your business, you got to show him you about kingdom business, that you are moving in the laws or the principles of the kingdom, not of this world. You got to start moving. And I'm going to tell you right now, it takes faith. It takes belief. It takes disciplined daily action to take your spot at the top. So you're going to have to move past the excuses. You've been buying into them for way too long. It has you where you are now, and you don't like it. I know it's been seeming valid because year after year is going by and you're still there. And you've probably told yourself this huge, huge untruth that you've been giving it all you got. You've been telling yourself that you've been doing the best you can. And then you got people around you validating that. Well, you know, you got the job and you got the five kids and you got the whatever and that's all you could do. No, it ain't. No, it's not all you can do. Go back and take that 72-hour time diary and see what you've been doing with your time. I can assure you, you have not been doing all you can do. You have been choosing to take an extra hour and keep pressing the snooze button. You have been choosing to say, you know what, I'm too tired. So if you're so tired now, how tired are you going to be 5 years, 10 years later when age is kicking in and your body can't even work as hard as you're working now? How, if you're tired now, then how tired are you going to be when your kids now are growing up and you have maybe multiple kids at one time that's in college and they need you and you've been in this industry and you can't even help them? How tired are you going to be if you end up being the caregiver for one of your parents or your grandparents, and you can't even do your part for the family because you're still working and you don't even have any money to contribute to any additional help for the family? How tired are you going to be then? I can tell you something. I always remember Dr. Miles Monroe sharing that the richest place in the world is the graveyard. Maybe a lot of those people didn't run into somebody who on a regular basis was provoking them to stop lying to themselves that they are doing enough. You've got to change your focus and understand that if you're so focused, that fear begins to dissipate. You got to stop operating in self-preservation because that is a form of selfishness where you're so afraid to bruise your ego, have somebody tell you no, where you're so afraid of trying and trying and trying and not getting to where you want to go in your time. But God is trying to build character in you. He's trying to make a true leader out of you, trying to take away all that fake it till you make it out of you. So you can become the real deal. That's the time that God is in right now. He wants real deal leaders. It's a slap in the face when we are not trying to be who God called us to be. It's a slap in the face to God when we continue to try to be someone else, because that's like telling God, you made a mistake. You made a mistake with me. You made a mistake with me, like, he didn't know that there was greatness in you, so you got to try to pull the greatness from someone else. Let me tell you what happens with that. A consistent life of mediocrity or lack, and even worse, people begin to blame other people for their lack of success and start getting bitter. If you don't put your stake in the ground right now and stop conquering your fears, you're going to have a whole life of acceptance of fear. And you will not be taking your spot at the top. Now, on your way, let me tell you what's going to happen. And as we just close out, and I'm going to give you a few things we're going to discuss as we roll into this 200th episode. Fear is going to keep showing up. Y'all know I'm always transparent. There's time when I'm praying and I'm saying, oh, Lord, there's people on the line, and I want them to get the message. But I know people probably dial in 7 minutes after because they don't want to hear prayer. But I'm going to tell you this right now. If you don't want to hear prayer, you're telling me you don't want to know the real reason that I was able to take my spot at the top. If you don't want to hear about God, then you're pretty much saying that you actually know how I have become successful time and time again. It ain't no secret sauce because he's available to all of us. But you've got to get radical. You might not have to have the raspy voice and evangelize and all that, but in your heart, you got to get it right with God so he can say, I can truly use you because I'm the one who gives you the ability to gain wealth. If you want it from this God, I'm telling you how to connect. When people continue to just be so needy on other people, God has already given it to you, and every time you think you got to latch on and latch on and latch on, he's saying, I can't play around with you. If you feel like you're getting rejected even from one leader or a leader say, okay, they busy, you got to latch on, he's saying, I can't mess around with you. That's not what I'm looking for in this season. I'm looking for real ride or die leaders that can stand even in the midst of adversity. I'm looking for people that when things start really going down, the first person they're looking for is me. I need you to understand, don't cheat yourself out of your future you. Past, who cares? I don't. Network marketing don't. I don't know, maybe your friends and family do, or maybe you need to take a hiatus so you can start understanding that it's time for you to move forward. Your future is beckoning you forward. And we can use the past for your betterment, but if you can't use it for your betterment, leave it right where it is. So number one, you can't give yourself, let's talk about ways you're going to get rid of this fear. You can't give yourself too much time to think about stuff. Create that cash calendar so you're so busy doing that you're not doing much thinking. This is not a thinking business. It's a doing business. You got to have your reasons as to why you got to go to the top. You need more time with your family? You wish you had more? You tired of pulling lint out your pocket? You tired of even having an attitude, time to give because you don't have much to give? I need you to really assess what is the worst thing that can happen. What is the worst thing that can happen if you go for it? If you start working like you know you're going to the top, what's the worst thing that can happen? I know. The worst thing that can happen is you probably start making the biggest checks you ever made in your life, and you finally have people that really respect your game in the industry, and people that want to start wanting to sign up with you instead of everybody else. Those are the worst things that can happen, I can tell you. I can tell you that right now. When you start thinking about fear as your friend, the thing that's going to propel you to say, you know what, I got to fight for my spot at the top. And you ain't fighting other people. You're not competing with other people. It's ridiculous when I see people competing with other people in network marketing. Ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Everybody can take their own spot at the top. So when the dreams become bigger than the fear, watch this gonna happen. Let's open up the call, guys. I'm ready for you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning. We got 443, last 49353. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's hey. Rochelle in Maryland. How are you?
Hey, Rochelle. Good morning. Good morning. What's up?
Listen, this call this morning, you are going in, putting folks, including me, in their place this morning. I love what you're putting forth, you know, this week, but especially this morning. This call is just everything. You know, I was on Monday, and you gave the assignment of saying where your fears stem from. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't wait. And first I was like, woo, like now I got to do that assignment. You know, I was kind of like, oh, my goodness. And so I said, okay, Tuesday I'm going to share. Well, I wasn't able to make the call yesterday, and so I listened to the call later and, you know, got on this morning. And I've really just been pondering on that since you gave the assignment Monday and, you know, getting clear and recognizing where my fears stem from. And you started talking about just telling yourself lies this morning. And I'm like, when I start to really look at where my fears stemmed from and how I have been replaying those things and living in those things all of this time, I'm like, I have been repeating this lie to myself. And it's so funny because what I find is when you are determined to believe that lie, there's nothing that anybody else can tell you to make you stop believing that lie until you tell yourself, listen, this is an untruth. I'm not living in that any longer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking my own power back. And so I'm like just so full and just so just thankful for what you are doing this week on this call.
Wow. Well, let me tell you this right here. You hit something on the head. You said when you are determined to believe the lie, no one can change your mind but you. But Rochelle, when you start believing the truth, it's the same thing. Nobody can shake you from it. Let me tell you something. When you start believing the truth, that's where I am. Like, nobody can shake me from understanding, believing that the only place for me. Now, listen. Now, this is a little advanced right here.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about taking your spot at the top, but it's a whole other thing to say that's the only place for me.
Well,
the only place for me. That's a whole other advanced level where you say, listen, I might be starting here, but the only spot for me is at the top. That's the spot for me.
Yeah.
So everything else that you got to go through in the process is just that, a part of the process. When you start believing the truth, you just be crazy. I know my husband's looking at me like, okay, now what is she doing? Like yesterday I woke up and I said, oh, we about to do a calling party. Let me go on the text and see who come over. And then we had some of the leaders come over and we order pizza and people coming through the house and we doing calls and people start closing people. And just because I set that out, I closed three people just by default. Right there in just by default, I wasn't even, I'm like saying, okay, y'all making y'all calls, we got to do whatever. And just because, God, I set that intention even for other people, you guys don't even understand that when you are in work with God is at work,
yeah.
He just bless you just because.
Yeah.
Just because
Nicola,
you
can I?
Had a storm? Yes, absolutely. Go ahead.
No, I just was going to say what you just said. It's like the busier I am working my business and being intentional, the more my team starts texting me and asking me things and needing freeways and all those. So exactly what you just said is exactly what I have been experiencing too.
You got to be in motion. It's energy. We talk about that. It's energy. It's energy. It's energy. And so when there's no activity and there's no energy, it cannot come to you. And my husband's like, oh, you know, we live together, right? And he said, oh, my friend that had a baby got to come over. They got to do the breast pump thing or whatever. By the time she came downstairs in the kitchen, I showed her my little tool. We use the tools. Toy right there. I said, Toy, put that video right there. I'm about to go take a shower. She watched the tool. By the time I came back out, she said, okay, I'm ready to sign up. Okay, here. I said, Toy, go on to my site. Let's go ahead. And she signed up. And then I went over the things with her, the money. And she's like, okay, I'm in. Business is not difficult when you make up your mind that you're about your business. Thank you so much, Rochelle. Thank you so much. We're going right here. We're going to 201, last 4-4240. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Dana in New Jersey.
Hey, my girl, Dana. We playing the Dana game. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, family. Nicola, this series, oh my goodness, you're talking about a girl that used to say, I'm an introvert, I'm shy, I don't want claiming all of these things over my life that ain't true. So this series has me on fire for my purpose all over again. And based on the assignment on Monday, what I realized is that, you know, sometimes it's the transfer of fear. You put something right out there on Monday. You said, you know, maybe this was something in your childhood. So it caused me to start looking back. When did this happen, Dana? You've always been that exciting person that lights up the room. People always attract you naturally. How did you become this introvert? When did that happen? So I started thinking back, and as far as I could remember, maybe around the age of 19, just out of high school, and I started seeking different ways of going to work. I wanted to go to Spelman. You know, I got accepted, and my first kind of feedback from my grandmother was, well, girl, we don't know nobody down there. You're not going all the way down there by yourself. That was that transfer of fear, right? Oh, I can't leave New Jersey. I don't know anybody in Atlanta. If I go down there, something happens, who's going to come to my rescue? That was that first transfer of fear. So then I went to a local school. I really didn't even want to go to college. But, of course, that's what your parents and your grandparents often suggest you do. And my grandparents came from that era, of course, where, you know, savings was a big thing for them because they had gone through some of those depressions, right? So the next fear I remember was my granddad. I went out, and I think this is probably my first time touching a network marketing. This gentleman asked me if I wanted to sell perfumes, right? So my first week in this thing, I mean, I rocked it out. I sold over $1,000 in perfume. And my granddad said, girl, you better go get a job. And I said, oh, wow, I guess this isn't good enough. So I went and got a job at the mall, and I worked two jobs until I got a car. My granddad said, well, I'll match your car payment. And I realized it was in that moment as I was jotting down this assignment that all of those other fears from other people became my fears. And I carried that for so long. It's the thing that made me propel into corporate America. Get you a good job. Stay there. Get a pension. Get a 401k. Be comfortable. You'll be great. And I've never been fulfilled. And I'm realizing now that I have allowed the transfer of fear, whether they realized it or not, that's not their fault. I had to recognize that. Wow. That transfer of fear is amazing. So you have to protect your purpose. It wasn't until my mom passed almost 3 years ago that I redefined my whole purpose all over again. When I tell you I linked up with God, and I said, I don't want this depression thing over me anymore. I'm taking my life back. That's when fear went out the window. I only had to find the right people to link up with after that. So I'm just going to recommend that we continue to go through this assignment. It is amazing how much is coming out of this for me. I literally cried Monday. Again, you know, that's me sometimes on my way to work. I'm like, wow, Nicola just hitting so many great things. I wish I could jot it down, but I couldn't wait to get to my desk and play the replay because I went right to work on that assignment. So I can understand exactly what that was so I can release it. You have to release it.
That's right. That's right. You have to release
Thank
it.
You so much, you Nicola, for this series.
Wow. God bless you guys. Listen, no more fear. Listen, you know, Dana and Rochelle, they hit it right on the point. We're going to have tomorrow. We're going to make sure you get in the queue just at the very beginning because we got to hear this. We're rolling into our 200th episode, guys. This show is nothing without people who are willing to play big. So every single one of us participates in this show. I might be the facilitator, but each and every one of you guys are extremely important to this show because it's about what we do when we get off the show. We gotta go to work. Go to work helping people. Watch how God will bless you immensely. Clean up your heart. Move out of that comparison stuff. Move out of that competition stuff and just go to work. Watch what will
happen. My God, Holy Spirit just brought something to me for the end of this series. And I'm like, Lord, don't have me broke down. I got to make sure I put on light makeup on Friday. He just ministered and corrected me on something. And I'm going to, you guys know, I don't hide it. Because I want you guys to understand that leaders are open correction. My God. How will start your day, guys? See you on the next. I got to do some follow-ups. Can you believe it? I got somebody on the West Coast say, Nicola, call me at 5:30 a.m., 8:30 your time, and I'm running late. I had to text them, so I'm moving on. See you guys later. Bless you.